Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I am so grateful for this audience. The previous caller brought a point of view that I could not have, I do not have, and yet I appreciate it greatly. Talk about giving a different perspective of what's going on and who is being hurt. Okay. A whole lot I would like to say, but I've got jam phone lines. So let's go next to Alan in Gahanna. Alan, you're up next on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Bob. I hope you're having a good day.
I am. Even better now that I get the chance to talk to you.
Very good. Thank you. Hey, I was listening to the governor and Ms. Acton today, and one thing that she said kind of irked me in the sense that she said that the elderly were the most vulnerable among us. And based on her history, I was a little miffed in that I really truly believe the most vulnerable among us are babies that are being aborted in the womb. And Ms. Acton, and I don't know if you've covered this in the past before, but she was hired, I think it was February 2019, and one of the things that she did in her position was to actually certify an abortion clinic to reopen up a women's med of Dayton. An abortion clinic that the state had been trying to get shut down because they didn't have access to hospitals in the area. And in fact, Governor DeWine, when he was Attorney General, was trying to shut the facility down. And yet Ms. Acton, upon taking the position, certified the abortion clinic.
Well, Alan, forgive please forgive me for interrupting, but not in her defense, but in the defense of truth, that abortion clinic was shut down because they did not have privileges with a local hospital, according to Ohio state law. They regained privileges with a local hospital. And from what I can understand, and again, I am not defending Dr. Acton because my respect for her is not very high. But from what I understand, she had no choice but to recertify it because they met the state requirement and she had to recertify it. So, again, just that's what I've read.
From doctors from a right state who did have apparently some hospital the ability to act in hospitals on behalf of that Planned Parenthood, or I should say the abortion clinic, did come forward. That is true.
Yeah.
But what I guess my point that it comes down to is this. I could sum it up best by what the president of Operation Rescue said. He has said, and I quote from a Life News article, "It is impossible to trust Acton to act in the interests of the patient's safety after this suspicious move on her part." That is Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue. Acton really needs to clarify why she moved in support of this abortion business and tell us what changed besides a rearrangement of words on paper that suddenly convinced her that the Women's Med Center will comply with licensing regulations when they have never done so in the past. I think she has a lot of explaining to do. That was the article I read.
Sure.
I will say this, okay. Based on her previous position before Governor DeWine hired her, she worked for the Columbus Foundation, and one of the areas that she had purview over was bringing in donations for Planned Parenthood and NARAL. Yeah. And I'll just leave it at that, Pastor, because I'm really surprised that the governor did that.
I am amazed. Alan, I am amazed that Governor DeWine appointed her knowing that she was pro-abortion. She has a long history of being pro-abortion. She was very, very pro-Obama, which, you know, okay. But her position on abortion was very clear and very public. And Governor DeWine has prided himself of being very pro-life. And it is beyond me and I think anyone else in the pro-life movement that he would appoint Dr. Acton to the position of director of the Department of Health that oversees Planned Parenthood, abortion, and so forth. For me, that's more than disappointing for the governor. It's just, so as far as that one clinic, I just think it's important that we not stress that too much because of all the legalese and all of that. But the fact is, Alan, she is very pro-abortion and has no place being in the administration over the health department of a pro-life administration here in the state of Ohio. That is absolutely clear.
Can I make one last point?
Sure,
because
quickly.
Most people, or a lot of people, don't know the magnitude of the... Since Roe, there have been, in the United States, some 62 million abortions.
Yeah.
That is an astronomical number. And
absolutely.
It's truly sad and tragic.
It is.
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan. Appreciate your call. God bless you. Next up is Mark in Columbus. Mark, welcome. You're on Bob Rennie Live. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Bob. Well, I want to start out by saying that I'll never vote for Mike DeWine in any election. In fact, I plan on campaigning against him if I ever get the opportunity to. But about the mask earlier, I think I read that same article that you referred to about how, like, if you're sick, you can protect other people, but if you're not sick, probably can't protect them much. I think that the deal with the mask is, I think that they're assuming that everybody is a carrier and everybody is infected, which I don't believe is true. I need a stretch of imagination. But, like, you know, if you're from a position of, if everybody is infected, everybody can spread it. Like, it would make sense to have everybody wear a mask because everybody has that mask on. You know, other people with it on, they are going to be dramatically lower. So although, you know, I think the article, like, was right, you know, but, like, it makes sense if you assume that everybody is infected, you know.
It does. The article says that a medical mask can provide some help in from keeping an infected person from contaminating others, but only if it's a medical mask, a T-shirt or a bandana. There is no evidence whatsoever that that helps an infected person from not infecting others or a healthy person from not getting the virus. So a medical mask, yes, but a makeshift mask, from what I'm reading, unless I'm reading it wrong, there's no evidence that it's of any help at all for the healthy person or for the infected person.
Yeah, I don't think wrapping a T-shirt around your face is doesn't look good either.
Mark, that we will agree on. Hey, man, thanks. Appreciate the call very, very much. God bless you. Thanks for calling. And with Mark hanging up, we've got one and only one phone line available if you want to get in on the conversation. Agree, disagree, that's fine. Let's talk about it. I just want to give you an opportunity to get some things off your chest. People are stressed. People have strong opinions. I'd love to give you the opportunity to express your feelings, your thoughts. So give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Again, thank you for joining me. I got to go quickly to the phones because they're full and I don't have a whole lot of time left. So let's go to Debbie in Columbus. Debbie, you're up next on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for answering my call.
Certainly.
I have to say that, well, there's about three things. The Stay Safe Ohio Order, it sounds to me like they just changed the name. Remember when they changed it to climate change to make everybody feel better?
Yeah. And did you watch the press conference?
No, I don't do that anymore.
Well, I didn't yesterday, but I caught a little bit of it today. And they went over that again and again and again and again. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. It has a new name. And I thought, when you have to go to that much trouble to tell everybody it's not the same thing, it has a new name, I thought, something's not right here.
A little fishy, yeah. Yeah. I agreed with the nurse before Alan, and after listening, because I was just going to say, are the abortion clinics still open? And after listening to your conversation with Alan, it just all of a sudden made me think, what has she got on the governor that he would hire her when he was against abortion? And why doesn't he do his own research just like you did?
You know, I don't know, Debbie. Most of the people that he has hired, and I know personally several of them, I've been very impressed. His cabinet, the person that's the director of the governor's office of faith-based and community initiative that I'm a part of, but this is beyond me why he would hire, particularly for the Department of Health, a blatant pro-abortion individual. I don't know, Debbie. It's beyond me. I don't know.
Okay, and I've got one more thing real quick.
Okay, real quick.
Are they going to just close the U.S. down the next time they have a virus that comes along?
Probably. I'm not trying to be smart. I think, unless there are going to be hundreds of court cases when the dust settles from this, and our constitutional limits are going to be put to the test in our courts, and it's going to go all the way to the Supreme Court, and we must pray that when those cases get to the Supreme Court that will limit government authority, that the Supreme Court will make right decisions. All right, Debbie, thanks so much for calling. I got to go to Gail in Newark, Ohio. Hi, Gail, you're up next on Bob Burney Live.
Yeah, well, again, I'm really happy you're talking about this because it just is so refreshing with all the other craziness going on. The only flack that I'm getting from people about not wearing masks is that we need to be, you know, all these people are now wearing masks to protect somebody else from getting it.
Well, in the latest research that I just read from the World Health Organization says very limited evidence. That's a direct quote. Limited evidence. And concerning protecting yourself, there is no evidence. However, there is currently no evidence that wearing a mask, whether medical or other types, by healthy persons, will prevent infection from COVID-19. None.
Okay, but that,
no evidence whatsoever.
But they're saying, I'm healthy, but I need... If I don't know I have the coronavirus,
right,
and I need to wear a mask so I don't let you get it.
Right. Yeah. And the quote is, there is limited evidence of that.
Okay.
Limited.
And I've tried to find, how did you get that information?
World Health Organization mask guidelines.
I'm talking just in general. All your data.
World Health Organization mask guidelines, and it should pop up.
But where did you get all the data that you gave out?
Oh, that off the Department of Health website today. They have a special website called Ohio COVID 19. If you do a web search, Ohio COVID 19, it will pop up, and there's all kinds of charts and diagrams and statistics, and everything that I have shared today has been straight from their website.
Good. Okay.
All right.
Well, keep up the good work.
Thank you. God bless you. Elaine in Columbus, you're up next, Elaine.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me come on.
Certainly.
I just wanted to give the fourth reason of why I wear a mask. I'm not in fear. I know the facts. I'm not mandated yet. But because DeWine is an authority figure and he is the a Christian authority figure, I'm going to come and comply, you know, because I'm a Christian, I'm going to comply with that. Also, because I wear it because of the fear of the people who are, not because of my fear, but because of their fear. So I was walking at the park, and I had my mask. Most of us didn't have masks on. I saw some people coming. I put it on that had masks. So I had it on. And then when they left, I took it back off. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Well, Elaine, what I think is hysterical, I have seen people all alone out in the middle of like a park. There isn't anybody for 500 feet, and they're wearing a mask. And I'm going, what, you don't want to give it to yourself? Why? Why?
I walk the block every day to exercise because I'm working at home. And I don't ever have the mask on. And I see these other people. I mean, they're far away from me. And they're alone.
Yeah.
And they have their mask on.
Well, if you're walking by yourself, why would you wear a mask? And yet people are. And I just look and I go, what are you thinking, people? But, Elaine, people are afraid. They're afraid. And the mask gives them some form of assurance. Now, it's false assurance, but it gives them some good feeling, and God bless them, I guess. Hey, Elaine, I got to go. Thanks so much for the call. Folks, I love this audience. Thank you for the lively discussion this afternoon. Thank you for expressing yourselves. I want to continue to give you the opportunity to do that. And like I say, don't believe anything I say. Check it out for yourself. But don't live in fear. Do not live in fear. Have a great weekend, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.